This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey and Russia launched joint patrols on Friday in northeastern Syria under a deal that halted a Turkish offensive against Syrian Kurds who were forced to withdraw from the border area. Reuters correspondent Emily Spickle has details.
A new military convoy rolling through northern Syria. These Turkish armored vehicles are heading to join their Russian counterparts. Ground and air units are also involved in the patrol. Overnight, the Turkish Defense Ministry said Turkey had handed over 18 men to the Russians. It's believed they are Syrian government soldiers who were detained in Syria near the Turkish border this week. At one point, this would have been an unlikely alliance. Russia is the Syrian government's most powerful ally, while Turkey has long backed Syria's rebel fighters. The Turkish-Russian deal last week allowed Syrian government forces to move back into areas around the border that they hadn't been to for years.
That's Emily Spickle of Reuters. The United Nations Migration Agency, the IOM, has called for the unconditional release of a female volunteer and four-year-old child who were abducted in South Sudan Sunday morning. Paul Dillon is an IOM spokesman.
All possible action is being taken with the goal of trying to get our colleague released from her abductors immediately without preconditions.
The woman and child were caught in a gun battle between two armed groups in Isebi, which also claimed the lives of three other IOM humanitarian workers, one woman and two men. The volunteers were manning an Ebola screening point in border areas between South Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA.